Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 426. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Got a bit of a tired headache.
Oh, I don't have the headache. I'm just tired.
Just tired.
Yeah.
That's all. I think that's better than having both, right?
Well, a tired headache at this time of the day means you've just got to go to bed.
Yeah, but don't, like, not at 6:22 in the evening.
I think a lot of people disagree with how fabulous that would actually be.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I guess so.
Oh, pajamas.
Pajamas would be good.
Pillow.
I do like pillows. They're very nice.
You've got a TV in your bedroom as well, so you could just like snuggle down. I love going to bed. It's my favorite thing.
And it has been for years for you. It's not even like a new thing. You're just
I love it so much. Like, I will not fall asleep on the lounge. I am like, you know, you get kind of a bit uncomfortable.
Do you?
I just call it.
What about an afternoon nap on the lounge?
I can't nap. I'm not a napper. Okay. I can't nap during the day. I've tried. I just lie there with my eyes closed going.
Does it happen?
Like, is there something else I'm supposed to do?
Do you remember Mum used to always fall asleep watching television? And it'd be like one of those Inspector Morse or what's the other one? There are a couple that she liked.
That went for like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, because they had ads in them because they were on Channel 7. And she'd fall asleep in the first half hour and then you'd be stuck watching it because you were either invested or if you went to change it, she woke up.
And said she was watching it.
I was watching that.
And you're like, no,
like
you're
Inspector
not.
Morse.
Well, you do, but from behind your eyelids.
Yeah, I think you like the dreams that you have whilst the show's on. A quiz about, I thought we'd pay homage because last week James Van Der Beek passed away, so I thought we'd do a little homage.
Okay.
Thought that would be a nice way to think about him. And we have watched the same things this week.
We've watched exactly the same things
mm-hmm.
and only one of them with each other.
Together and separately. But we don't know what to do about any of that yet because that's so far later in the podcast because now it's time for the
news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Dear Leonie,
she's still married
to
David Duchovny.
Maybe.
Oh, you asked. Was that a question?
Yeah, I don't know. Is she?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Don't know.
Anyway, she's going to be in a new like comedy sitcom called Newlyweds for NBC in the US, co-created by a lady called Gail Lerner. Oh, sorry. And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie's doing a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
She's doing a lot of producing.
She's busy. Do you know who else I think is getting busy? Not Jamie Lee Curtis busy. Pamela Anderson.
I know exactly who Pamela is. Yeah. But she's acting busy.
But so's Jamie Lee. She's winning awards.
Oh,
she's bearing it up.
Yeah, I know. But I was talking about the producing side of Jamie Lee because let's be honest, Jamie Lee, I don't know how she does it all. She is in every big show possible.
She's the slightly taller version of Reese with the spoon. I was like, I don't know. They're not really that much different, I don't think. I think they're both quite funny and very successful.
But their height is remarkable.
But she's not really – I don't think she's
I don't think of Jamie
tall.
Lee Curtis as a really tall
no,
person.
No, but I think
Reese is short.
So.
She's like us. I assume that she'd be like
probably,
us.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, Newlyweds is this show about a later-in-life love story and Tia Leone plays the free-spirited lady called Jeannie. And a button-up professor, this is the love interest, they marry after a whirlwind courtship. Now, I was reading this on Deadline and they said that it was once supposed to go to Netflix with Jamie Lee Curtis being the main star.
Yeah.
But that's not now.
She said I'm too busy.
She said I'm too busy. I've just got too much on. You wasted your time, Netflix. Now I'm going all around the shop. And NBC was the shop that she ended up checking out in. But she's expected to, like, be a smaller character, like a...
Yes.
Not a guest, I don't think, but like a reoccurring role.
Like in The Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she just suddenly was there and you're like, she's phenomenal.
She's so good, it hurts. Do you remember about 10, maybe more years ago, everybody except for you and I watched a show called Arrow?
No.
It was like... I think it was maybe a DC thing, well, or maybe it was a Marvel thing.
That's probably but it was, the reason why I didn't
it. Was
watch
just
it.
In the beginning of when people would start watching those kind of shows.
Okay.
And everybody was like watching Arrow, oh yeah, Arrow. And you'd have to go, oh yeah. Anyway, the main guy from that is now going to be the main guy in the Baywatch reboot.
There's another Baywatch reboot?
Yeah, they will not stop it. It's out of control.
Where are they going this time?
I think they're going to be in LA again because he's playing Hobie Buchanan.
No, be honest, because Northern Beaches were too difficult.
That's right. They couldn't do it. They didn't want to do it. We don't want to have any Baywatch. We've put up with Home and Away, and that's the only one we're putting up with.
And that's because that beach is really, really, really far north.
Northern Beaches. The wild child is how he's described, Hobie Buchanan. I didn't think he was a wild child. Just thought he was like the kid of.
The kid and pretty much a dude. Or sometimes because it was like shows in the 90s.
Well, now he's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, now he is the, what was his name? What was David? Mitch?
Yeah.
Mitch? Yeah. So now he's like the Mitch character, being the boss of the Baywatch people. And Mitch, aka David Hasselhoff, I'm assuming he might come and go.
I could imagine that Hasselhoff would have some sort of a clause that if you're going to have Baywatch labelled anywhere,
an executive,
you must sort of have him appear.
Mm, okay. That makes sense. Well, especially seeing that his son, you know, show son is in it.
And but it's not the same actor.
No, it's a different guy. It's the guy from Arrow, you know, the show that we never watched.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have known if that was the original.
I have a
Hobie.
I have a feeling that this guy is the brother of the main character in that show Upload, which was really good.
Oh,
you
yeah.
didn't you watch some of that?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Anyway.
I'm doing so well today.
Hobie, his world is turned upside down because all of a sudden the daughter
the
that
beach
he
is
never
closed.
Knew, no, that's like that's every second yeah, episode, okay. I think that's gonna be the drama. Shows up at his doorstep and they're like, okay, I want to be a lifeguard with you. So that's why I'm sure that David Hasselhoff is going to show up and be like, oh,
I'll
tell you how to do it.
That the daughter he didn't know didn't come to say, I am your daughter. Could we meet?
Yeah.
Get to know each other? He's like, I want to be just like you, Dad.
I have to be just like you. Can I have a job, please?
Wearing a red swimsuit, please.
How high do you reckon they're going to be?
Very. And I'm
because it's back again, isn't it? The high.
And the 90s are back in.
Mm. Yeah, you can go into lots of clothing shops or just see teenagers and you're like, are you guys auditioning for Beverly Hills 90210 when they were still in high school?
No, even better, make them horrified and be like, that's what I wore when I was in high school.
Which is exactly what our mum used to say to us and we were horrified. David E. Kelly used to do a lot of shows in the 90s, didn't he?
He's done shows forever.
He made the first show on the first television.
Yeah. Changed from black and white. Yeah. It was David E. Kelly who went,
him.
Here's colour. Ding.
And everyone went,
David.
You
did
guy.
It again.
Do you think it's a nickname they call him E? Or does that just get confusing and they're like, well, tell us some entertainment gossip. Probably not. Anyway. Oh,
but they will now.
They will now.
Where's E? Oh, they're down in the other building.
No, not that E, the other E. Oh. What he's doing, this is something you will actually be interested in. He said he will never work with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Why?
They're married.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For over 3 decades.
Yeah. No wonder you'd never
power couple.
Work with them. Because you're like, that married.
Well, this could be the beginning of the end, I'm really sad to say, because he is producing Margot's Got Money Troubles.
Isn't she in it?
Yes. She's going to be, I'm assuming, the mother.
Mother.
For Apple TV. And he said the book made the casting process so easy because everyone just fell in love with it. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I borrowed it for you. You were going on a holiday and I went to the library and I was like, I've heard reviews. I want you to read this.
I'd never heard of it before. So I just picked it up, read the first page, went in blind.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good read.
I finished it in a few days.
It wasn't niche at all.
No, I don't think so.
Like, it wasn't like giving somebody.
No.
What do they call it? Romanticy or something.
No.
It's not like giving somebody a book of that and they go.
No romance. No. It wasn't sci-fi.
It was just great fiction.
Mm, So Elle Fanning.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, yes. Elle. She's going to be Margot. And, E was saying, you know, he said Elle owned Margot, I think, before I even picked up a pen. And he said, and the actress there in the middle, who I vowed never to work with, Michelle Pfeiffer, was sitting next to him. She goes, I'm very difficult. I love it. So, he said it was pretty obvious that she was always going to have to be the mother.
I want
to
know who the dad
the
is.
Mother's name. What's his name? I think it's the Offerman. Megha Mullally's husband.
Really?
I think it's him. Yeah. Whilst you're looking or not looking, it doesn't matter. I'm also going to tell you who else is going to be in this show, and I cannot figure out who they're going to be. Nicole Kidman, Greg Kinnear. Maybe Greg Kinnear is the professor.
Oh, yeah, totes.
Marcia Gay Harden and a whole heap.
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
What is she?
Could she be the wife? I don't know. The wife isn't in it that much, is she? Of the professor?
No, I don't really remember her.
She can't be one of Margot's friends because they're all in their 20s.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused as to who she's going to play, but maybe she's going to say, hey, guys, I'm Nicole Kibb, and everyone goes.
Well done.
Where's your short friend?
Where is she?
Which one? Yeah, she's tall. Most people are short compared to her. We have got a Dawson's Creek quiz coming up for you very soon, but now it's time to get into the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Should we do a little link between Reese and Nicole and what we watched? We went to the movies to watch Is This Thing On with Will Arnett, Laura Dern. That's the connection.
Oh, okay, because I was really wondering where you were going.
And Bradley Cooper and a few other people, but they're sort of like Bradley Cooper's not even that main a character, but he did direct it and he and Will Arnett wrote it. So it's about Will Arnett's character who is going through a breakup with his wife, Laura Dern. They've been together for about over 20 years, I think. They've got two boys around 10.
Yep.
Irish twins.
Yeah.
And he has had to move out of their home.
Yeah.
And he's now moved into an apartment in the city. Now that city is New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bored and decides for some reason he just walked into a stand-up comedy thing where
it wasn't for some reason. He didn't want to pay the cover charge,
which was $15.
So if you put your name down to do a bit of stand-up, you got in for free.
Brilliant.
I admire that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Money saving. And then he found that it was a passion that he really loved.
Yeah.
And he got up there and he made friends.
Yes.
And obviously new confidence.
Do you know what I liked about it? It didn't to me, maybe you'll disagree, but it didn't to me feel like a midlife crisis.
No.
It didn't feel like he was like, I'm going to blow up my life. I'm going to leave my wife and my kids and I'm going to start stand up. It was very much the breakup happened so smoothly and within like a sentence, and they didn't dwell on it in the movie, which I thought was really amazing.
It just happened. Yeah.
Didn't even really talk about the moving out of the family home. We know he has a job, a stable job, but they never went into it either.
He said something like finance or something. That was it, yeah.
I really loved this idea of let's not hang our hooks on the obvious, but let's just go and watch this guy. And it was obvious in some respects that he was feeling lost because he had, I don't know, a bit of a longer haircut, but you could see it getting longer, like he just wasn't looking after himself in that way, but not that midlife crisis of I'm going to go buy a Porsche and, you know.
And drink myself into stupor
and stand up. It was like, no, actually, this is kind of creative and interesting and I can tell stories, and it's almost like my own type of therapy.
There was one stand-up where he kind of lost it. Well, he definitely lost it, and that was the only bit I thought of his character that didn't quite feel real. I thought that could easily be a real person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura Dern's character, not so much. There were moments where you're like, I actually don't know how she's going to react to this, because 5 minutes ago she was cool as a cucumber, and now she's like overreacting about something, and then vice versa. You're like, oh, she's going to absolutely crack it with this, and then she doesn't.
Not a complex character, more like a confused.
She needed
refining back in the writing process. Yeah.
Yeah. And as we were walking out of the movies, I said, if it was anybody else, if it was a lesser actress, someone with not as many skills or an experience, I think it would have, that character would have been even more blatantly confusing. I think she held it together as much as she possibly could.
Because she gave you moments where you felt real empathy for her, and then other moments where you're like, what?
Why are you doing?
But I tell you who, I was shocked by the minorness of the character. But now that I know that he wrote it and directed it, it was Bradley Cooper's character. But I was bursting out laughing every time he spoke in this movie.
Yeah.
He's the epitome of a lost soul. Like, he was off his face on drugs most of the time. So he was incoherent but coherent, like kind of having a conversation, but they're not really following it, his own conversation. And they just, it was laugh out loud. And it was a really interesting kind of juxtaposition of stand-up comedy.
And Will Arnett, like who you think actors should portray versus who they're portraying in this. Because you would think that's Bradley Cooper going to be the main character.
Yep.
Sean Hayes is in it. Yes. I really thought he was going to be in it way more, but he wasn't.
Yeah. He was so natural.
Mm. You had said that was just Sean Hayes, he wasn't even sure that.
He didn't know he's being filmed. He was just having a dinner with his friends. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good. We kind of tossed up whether to watch that or Wuthering Heights, and we chose that one because we thought it might have been a little bit lighter, because we all know what Wuthering Heights is about. Mm. But this one was actually quite deep and real.
It wasn't really light.
No,
it
was just Bradley Cooper.
But it was a nice way of, focusing on a divorce and a couple who are just trying to figure out where they are after close to 30 years together and who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You could just turn it over. That's my favourite line for the end.
There were some great Bradley Cooper lines.
Very good. I mean, his entrance into the movie, comes in, trips over a rug, spills milk or something all
but
over
a rug
like
in his
five
own house.
Right, but different rugs. There were rugs on top of rugs. Yeah. It reminded me of my grandfather.
Yes, yeah.
Rugs on rugs on rugs.
Who was flying?
He was Bradley.
He knew where they all were, so he never tripped like the rest of us.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we watched that, and then so that was together, and then separately we watched The Rip, which I keep wanting to call The Pit.
Me too, but I think it's just this shortness of
titles. So this was the Netflix film with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It was really funny. Last week when we finished recording, you said, oh, I forgot. I was going to talk about that. I watched it. I went, oh, I forgot I watched the first five minutes of it, and went, oh, I'll come back to that. So anyway, we both finished it.
I did watch it in either two or three sessions, I'll be honest.
Okay, I watched it in that 5 minutes. I watched the rest of it. So these are two cops. You see a detective, a lady police person.
She was the
getting gunned down straight away.
She was the squad leader, whatever that title is.
Yeah.
So she led their squad.
She was the boss lady.
And she's being hunted down and eliminated.
That's it.
And you don't know by who, clearly. And then it immediately launches into kind of internal affairs FBI investigation of.
And I think that's why I stopped it where I did. I was like, I can't be bothered to do this right now.
Yeah, it was a heavy beginning.
Heavy, very much so.
Dark, even dark in terms of the lighting. You're like, you guys are in an office building. Do you want
to
turn some lights on? Do you realise you're all sitting in a dark room?
It was like Will Arnett's apartment. I was like, that whole apartment has downlights. I can see them.
Yeah, but you're just using the over-the-counter light.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck has directed it.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. He's aged.
Eddie last week opened the wardrobe door for some reason, and he's just done it again.
For some reason.
For some reason. He's a ginger cat. That's just what it is.
So they're in a police squad who go into stash houses and essentially clean out the stash house.
Whether it's drugs or money or anything.
And obviously that is an incredibly high-risk situation, and they're to bring everything back. And there's been a few, I guess, insider robberies, they're saying, and everybody's pointing the finger at each other. And they get the new – is he the new commander?
I think he was. This was Matt Damon. Matt Damon. He was running this one, and he got an anonymous tip on a, you know, almost like a burner phone, I think it was.
Yeah. But he wasn't concerned.
He wasn't concerned, but also I was really confused because he sort of said, oh, it's – they reckon there's 150,000 or something in it. And, you know, so I'm like, okay. And then he goes, there's 100,000 in it.
To
I'm
the
like,
next squad member. So
75, there's 200. I was like, what? Why is he being dodgy? Anyway, they go to this place, that really weird cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
One young woman. Female lives in this house that apparently used to be her grandmother's. Yep. And anyway, they're like, yeah, we're looking for stuff, and they do find money.
Yeah.
And then all hell breaks loose. In and outside of this house.
There is a lot going on that you think, am I still watching the same movie?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the ending is great.
It's insane.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought, I'm sticking with it because it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. I'm sticking with it. My gosh, I'm glad I did.
Do you know one thing that I thought when I finished it? I was like, I am really glad that we get to still see these two guys who have been friends for years, actors for years, do stuff together.
Yeah.
You think back to Good Will Hunting, now you think to this. I mean, there's been others as well, but it's really cool. We get to see them really, do really this. Cool.
And arguably, I've always thought Matt Damon was a better actor.
Yeah, I like him more.
He was really good in this, and the arc that his character had.
Wild.
He did it so well.
I didn't know what to think of him for the whole time.
No.
Except, but I like you, Matt Damon.
But I like you. You can't be a baddie.
You're not a bad guy. You're Matt Damon.
But even in that respect, you still had question marks over Ben Affleck.
Yes, absolutely.
So you were kind of going, well, who's Ben Affleck's brother, not real brother, but brother in the movie, was the FBI agent who was investigating them. And you were like, really? Like,
why
are
would
you
they
in on it? Is he in on it? Is this whole big thing a conspiracy? Like, what is going on? Fantastic ending. So I'd say stick with it.
We also have to shout out Stephen Ewan as well.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking that guy was in The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at him.
I know.
I mean, he was great in The Walking Dead, but I just mean he's gone on to do so many things.
So many things. There were great actors in it. There was also.
Yeah, there was one.
Kyle Chandler.
That's right. And one of the female police, the one, she was like, can I call because I want to go home.
See my kids.
Yeah. And I'm like, I've seen you in so many things.
I think it was.
She was great. They were all really good.
It was really good.
I would say watch both of them. I would say they're different movies, but I don't know. There's something about them that's a little bit. I don't know. There's a vibe to them, and I think it's because the character work in them. There's a bit of character work in the Rip.
Yeah.
That
I
is
wonder
similar.
If it's something about.
Middle-aged men. We've just watched two middle-aged
men. Two middle-aged men movies that could very
where they're
very
not
possible.
Like, oh, we're the.
We're not doing the hangover. Yeah. No, I was going to say, is it a je ne sais quoi of an actor French. Being a director, being a writer, or a writer, a director,
where
you can see it from all aspects, so you put a bit more into the character versus just. The big star production.
I'm the actor, and I'll leave once it's finished. Yeah, totally.
Or I'm the director. I've got a vision. What I say goes.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Very good. Jeez, we're good.
So
good. I mean, they were all right as well, but we are so good.
Yeah.
Do you feel like doing a quiz?
Yeah, of course.
Went to BuzzFeed because I want to know which Dawson's Creek character you actually are.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, I don't know that much about James Van Der Beek other than I watched Dawson's Creek, but not all of it.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you other things he's been in.
Varsity Blues, wasn't it?
I don't know.
He was like the footballer.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
I think they're the two things I've seen him in. You've got to pick a Spielberg movie. Okay. E.T., mm-hmm. Jaws, Hook, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Color Purple. I already know.
Hook.
Yeah. Okay.
I like this. This pressure's
it's
off.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Pick a love triangle.
Okay.
Bridget Jones.
Oh, that's a good one.
Twilight with Bella, Edward nope. and Jacob. Yep. Nancy, Steve and Jonathan from Stranger Things.
Nope.
Katniss, Gail and Peter.
Who's Gail?
The guy who was Liam Hemsworth. Hang on, I haven't finished. Archie, Betty and Veronica in Riverdale.
No.
And Elena, Stefan and Damon from a show with which stars those three. I think it's Vampire.
Oh, gosh, Bridget Jones.
Yeah. Like, I already had the mouse hovering over once again.
I mean, have you already figured out who I am?
No, I haven't done the quiz, but I could do it for you on your behalf. Pick a song. I don't want to wait.
Oh,
so kiss me. Feels Like Home by Chantel someone. Life's a Bitch by someone called Shooter. Run Like a Mad, Jan Arden and Shimmer, Sean Mullins. There's
you
like three
go
of
with
them
Dawson's.
We know. Yeah, we don't want to wait. I mean, Sixpence on the Rich also was like unauthorized.
Yeah,
but yes.
Come on.
Pick a long word.
Okay. Onomatopoeia. Photosynthesis.
Inextricably.
Okay.
Unequivocally.
Mm.
Intertwined.
No.
Serendipity.
No.
Raspodic phenomenon.
Yeah. Inextricably.
Yeah, inextricably.
No.
Unequivocally intertwined. You don't want serendipity.
I want to say phenomenon because okay. I remember when I was in high school and I nailed it for the first time. And gosh, I was proud of myself.
And then went home and watched Dawson's Creek. Pick a guest star.
Oh.
Jane Lynch, Scott Foley, Bianca Lawson. Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah.
Julie Bowen and Ali Larter.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
How can you go past her?
Yeah. Okay. I thought like Rachel Lee Cook just because of that era, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick a J. Crew catalogue shot. Oh, do you want to look at them?
Yeah.
It's just like action shots of them around Wilmington, North Carolina, which is where it was filmed. Oh, sorry.
Tell me who is in each.
Okay, so you got Michelle Williams and Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
Then you've got Joey and Pacey. I don't know why I changed from actor to character. The four main characters.
Yeah.
Then in a boat, it looks like Joey, Dawson, and the
Jack, the brother.
Yes, the brother. And then you've got Dawson and Pacey, and that could. There might be a dog there as well because they're both like loving something. Oh. There might be a dog. Oh, yeah, I can see the paws. And then Pacey and Joey holding an American football.
Oh. I'm going to say the four of them.
Yeah.
Because I never really liked Joey. She's been annoying.
Mm, fair. Pick a cry face.
Pick a crying face. Awesome.
So you've got sad. Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, probably
Titanic.
From, maybe Titanic. I was going to say Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Buffy.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian, where her face doesn't move.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, a.k.a.
Toby.
Toby Maguire. Claire Danes. And then Michael Jordan.
I'm going to go Kim and her
face. Face that doesn't move. You're Dawson!
I'm Dawson!
That was fitting. You're a dreamer, often preferring your own fantasy world to reality.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. I won't deny that.
You're ambitious and opinionated.
True.
You're often nostalgic and hate the idea of growing up.
Yeah, I got that from my sister.
We have the best taste. We should just, I don't know, go home. We're already home. We'll just go home and watch 30 Rock now.
Yeah.
It's so something old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not Dawson.
No.
I did watch the first season of it a little while ago.
Oh, so you don't need, you've freshened up enough.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I don't want to wait.